Welcome to You Are an IP Company podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner and Katie Rubino. Our passion is helping entrepreneurs publish, protect, and promote their intellectual property. This podcast is sponsored by Instant IP and Caldwell. And now, get ready for You Are an IP Company.
Hey folks, do you like bagels? I do, and I'll tell you what. Well, I have to watch how many bagels I have. But we are a fan of bagels. We are a fan of Mia Rose. Mia Rose is our newest entrepreneur here at Cedarville. How you doing?
I'm good.
Yeah. We have your camp counselor, Libby, over here. And we have some important decorations in the back. We have the pitch sign. We have the cue shirt. This is a big thing. So I'll tell you what, we're gonna talk to you first, then we'll go to Libby back and forth here. But my question is, what got you excited about entrepreneurship? Like, how did you even hear about Q Camp? I've never heard the story.
So I actually heard about Q Camp from Facebook.
Oh, Facebook. Nice.
And my mom had seen it. And she's like, hey, do you want to, like, try this? Because I knew I was interested in Cedarville.
Yeah.
And entrepreneurship.
Yeah.
So it was a good opportunity to, like, test the waters.
I love it.
And so I was like, yeah, let's try it.
I love
it. So I did.
Perfect. And you were a senior and you were graduating from high school and you were set on Cedarville, or you were kind of thinking about it?
So, crazy thing.
Yes.
I love horses. So I was going to go to school to train horses.
Really?
And Cedarville was the only non-horse school I applied to. Oh. So then when the Lord opened, like, doors and closed doors.
Yeah.
And it was clear I wasn't going to do horses.
Wow.
I went to Cedarville.
You went to Cedarville. Yeah. Did you decide to go to Cedarville after Q Camp or before?
Actually, do you remember? It was before, because
so you're pretty sure and you're headed that way, and then your mom saw Q Camp.
Yes.
Okay.
So it was good.
Awesome. I'll ask Libby. Libby, do you remember? I mean, Mia Rose kind of sticks out in a good way, but do you remember seeing her?
Yeah, I remember. I think meeting her the first night. And then just kind of through our first activity, she just had these, like, bright and engaging questions. And it was just really fun to talk with her. I remember our first night, she just came and sat down with me and started asking me some questions about what it was like to live on campus and just kind of my experiences as being a freshman. And so that's my first memory of her, is getting to share kind of my experiences and then kind of what our week was going to look like at Q Camp.
I love it. So something unique about Mia Rose, I don't think I've ever told you this before, but maybe I did. But you are one of the most wired for action people I've ever met. Have I ever told you this?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I told you a few times that you are a ready, fire, aim.
Yeah.
But listen, I don't think you could be where you are today without having that bias. In fact, John Maxwell says that leaders have a bias for action. And so, first of all, I think it's cool God brought us together, because I feel like a few professors who might have met you, if they were wired differently, they would have been like, settle down, chill out, take your time. Do you feel like that might have happened?
Possibly. I don't know. The Lord has crazy ways of bringing people.
Yes, he
together.
Does. Because I actually was like, yes, this girl's on fire. We just need to steer the passion. So Libby, we'll talk about that in a moment. But Q Camp is this amazing thing, and it's for 14 to 18 year olds. It's June 3rd through the 6th, 2025. We're doing it for year number two. Tunji's coming back. Yes. So why, though, do you feel like Q Camp worked for Mia Rose?
I feel like it worked for Mia Rose. And then I also went to a camp before I came to Cedarville. And I think it really helps answer kind of two questions, like, what is Cedarville and am I a good fit there? Mm-hmm. And so I feel like these camps are a good week-long experience of, like, here's the love of Christ that we like to show here on Cedarville. Here's a little snippet of our program, a little bit of that entrepreneurial drive. And then, do you fit well here? Do you like the community? Do you like the professors? Do you like kind of the layout of campus? So I feel like it really answers those two questions.
And at Q Camp, we didn't just talk about entrepreneurship. I mean, from the first night, we gave them junk. And we'll talk about that here in a moment. But we gave them legit junk. And what was kind of the challenge, if you remember that?
Yeah, I think the junk was, the main point was that, you know, kind of one man's junk is another man's treasure. Mm. And it's like, you can take this junk and you can use that inspiration to create something new and then kind of sell it as a product. And so it kind of builds that, we have a kind of a scrap heap of junk, and then you can build a whole product from it, and it causes people to think outside the box.
Yeah.
So that was really cool.
And hopefully people can go to Cedarville, just Google Cedarville Q Camp, and Q stands for CUE, Cedarville University Entrepreneur. But I share that because hopefully they can see the video, and the trailer video is really funny. But how was that experience finding? I think you guys like got together and you had to pick an item one at a time, and it was kind of this competition, and then you had some time to develop a product. How was that like?
It was something I've never done before. And what Libby was saying was like, it was a first night, so we didn't know anybody.
Right.
So we were putting groups and like didn't know anybody. And they're like, okay, so this is a challenge. And then the challenge kind of like bonded us in a way.
Yes.
So then when we went on to do our like final project, like we could work together because we had come up with a viable, like,
yeah. We called it the MVP, minimum viable product. So that whole few days there, you're essentially thinking outside the box. You're thinking about how entrepreneurs need to solve problems. Then you step onto campus, and we do have this group called Q, which is a student org. Mm-hmm. But like, walk me through stepping on campus to the Bagel Girl. And I might interrupt you partway through the story and see what Libby's thinking, but walk me through stepping on campus to getting an article, which we'll show here. And if you're listening to the podcast and you only have audio, no problem. But right now I'm showing in the Xenia Daily Gazette, Cedarville freshman turns bagels into a business. You got your Q shirt. Yeah. And then it basically tells that story, kind of what you said about the horse thing, and then Q and the organization and different flavors and subscriptions. But I mean, you went from, I mean, as a freshman, you went from, well, we got to ask Libby that really quick before you tell your story. Okay. A freshman.
Yes.
I mean,
crazy.
You know, there's people who graduate who haven't even tried to expo their product and stuff. But what did you think about this?
I thought it was amazing because Mia Rose came to me with her dream. And usually a lot of people have a ton of dreams, but then you don't see a lot of action. But Mia Rose is that person, like you said, that has that fire and has that action to like pursue her dreams. And so it was really cool to hear it from the dream phase of, I kind of want to do this, see the pivots here and there, and then to have this final product that she's now kind of being able to post on Instagram and through that website. And the article has been really, really cool.
It's
been
yeah. Funny. Well, and I've been, Libby's pretty cool too, because
yeah, she's so amazing.
Because you know, I've just seen a lot of from creative problem solving to being a Q Camp counselor to saying, "Hey, I want to do the business ball to
yes,
the pitch."
That was fun.
To the pitch. I mean, you both are just taking action, and I feel like that's why you're winning. But there are some, quote, let's not call them losses, let's call them learns. One of the learns was you started out as the muffin girl.
I did. So
you came into my office and you're like, I bought muffins or something.
I bought the pans to make muffins. Okay, so we can just start from the beginning. It might be easier.
Okay.
I came to campus and everybody's like, college takes so much time. It's so hard. Like, and I was very focused. And then I had caught up on all my homework and it was September. Like mid-September, and I was really bored.
Yeah.
Because all my friends were like working.
Yeah.
And doing homework. And so I had applied to Panda.
Yeah.
Before I got here, but they didn't ever receive my application.
Oh, yeah.
So then I didn't have a job.
Gotcha.
Lined up. And by the time I realized like what was happening, there were scheduling conflicts. So I was like, what if I just like tried a business, right? And then, like you were saying, I started muffins. I was going to do muffins, and I bought all this stuff, like spent $44 on muffin material, like the butter, like everything. And when I came in to talk to you about it, and we figured out like, hey, this isn't gonna be
profitable. This isn't gonna, it's, yeah, we did the on my little whiteboard there. We that tends to be the whiteboard where we run the math, and I'm not great at math, but we did how much did it cost? How much was it gonna be?
Yeah.
So there was the profit, but there was also even location.
Yeah.
Like how do you cook it all, right?
Yes. So then after I returned the stuff, like a couple days later, I came in, I was like, I'm making bagels.
But see, we got to talk about that because Libby, there's people who would have said, oh my gosh, I'm so embarrassed. I'm taking butter back to Walmart or whatever you did. Yeah. Right. But I mean, that's what entrepreneurship is. And you've seen me with my own businesses, mm-hmm. changing the name of like a business that I've already launched because I had to. And so what do you think of the average person that experiences fails or setbacks, an entrepreneur turns them into learns? How important is that?
I think it's incredibly important. I mean, it's so important we like incorporated it into our class and creative problem solving where we have them fail three times. And a lot of the feedback I received when I was reading through and talking to people is that they were like, I wanted to quit after the first one. That was so embarrassing. That was so awkward. Like that was horrible. But then after like the second or third failure, yeah. they're like, okay, like I can get back up on my feet. Yes. I can try again. And so I think it's so important to like know that failure is okay as long as you grow from it.
I like that. So it's not that you failed. It's the story. In fact, this is what my coach says, Dan Sullivan. It's the story you tell yourself about the lesson. So if you would have said, which most people would be, Mia Rose, you're dumb. Oh my gosh, you're walking into Walmart with butter. You know, what are you going to tell the person? Like, what did you tell? You got to talk us through this. What'd you tell the person?
At Walmart?
I don't know. Whatever you return the stuff at.
Oh, yeah. I walked in. I said, I was going to start a muffin business, but it didn't work out. Can I return this? And they said, yeah. And I said, okay, thank you.
And then.
Oh, and then.
I love it.
I started bagels.
Okay.
And I like posted everything about it. And then I told my RD because I was like, hey, because I live in Willits, which is a dorm on campus.
Yeah.
I told my RD, I was like, hey, I'm doing this. Can I hang up flyers? And then after I had orders placed, she said like, hey, you can't use the dorm kitchen as like personal profit for like to run a business out of. I was like, oh my gosh. Okay. So I called 17, like called and emailed 17 churches.
I love like, this
town.
I love this
in town. And
oh my gosh, we got to tell this story in creative problem solving. Okay. Keep going.
The lady who actually got back to me told me no at first, and she owns the hotel in town.
Okay.
And she told me no, hey, this isn't going to work. And then she called me back a few days later. After everybody else told me no.
Yeah.
And she was like, hey, I like what you're doing. And can we work something out? So that's where I've been.
Really? Now I got to ask you, I just skimmed the article. Do you talk about that in the article at all or no?
I don't remember.
That's okay.
It's been a while.
That's okay. So here's my thought. I mean, you might already have a plan, but I think I always try to remember my early believers. I think you should like go to her. Show her the article.
Okay.
I really do. I think she would, because the early believers in, whether it's your first client, your first customer, your first camp counselor, that's big because nobody wants to go first. That's kind of the slogan, you know, but this woman, what she said, I believe in you.
Mm-hmm. She believed in what I was trying to do.
And then what? You go over there and cook? How does this all work?
I do. So I'm actually going over there tomorrow.
Okay.
And she's nice enough to let me come and use her kitchen. And like the first day I met her, she's like, just let me know if we're not home. I'll unlock the door for you. And I did not know her. She did not know me. I was like, wow. The Lord really provides. And like the opportunities I've had from that and like the learning experiences, looking back, I'm honestly glad that the dorm kitchen didn't work out because I've been able to learn.
Like, oh, yeah.
If I want to do something bad enough, there's going to be a way.
I'm so glad we're having this podcast. This is so good. I mean, I didn't know any of this stuff. All I thought was, you would come in my office once in a while and ask for tips and strategies and stuff like that. But What do you think of that? Her persistence of 17. I mean, this is like legendary. This is like a legend. I mean, yeah. J.K. Rowling got rejected. You know, I mean, this thing might be national someday. What do you think of that?
Yeah, honestly, it's been incredibly inspiring to see Mia Rose's like growth mindset and that grit. And I think it's really, really like encouraging to a lot of entrepreneurs that you can see the article and you can see how amazing her Instagram looks. And then to hear her whole story and to realize that everybody kind of goes through those ups and downs, I think is really encouraging.
You know what I'm going to do? Based on Libby's little testimony, you see my bulletin board there? I got some open space. I'm going to print off your article and put it on my...
Oh, that's crazy.
Oh, yeah.
That's
I'm going to tell this story, man. When people come in my office, this is legendary.
That's so cool.
You know, you'll come back someday and I'll be like, there was this person named Mia Rose. All right. So you got this Instagram thing. I mean, there might be people, honestly. Like, here's another thing. Yesterday, can I tell the story about...
Yeah. Go ahead.
She walks into a professor's room crying.
Yeah.
Because because another fail, but again, we interpret that as a learn, tell the story. And then I get this email from this professor who's all nervous. You got it. It's an emergency. You got to call or whatever. And I called you in between my busy day yesterday. Yeah. And I was like, no problem. This happens. You got it. But tell us the story.
So yesterday I got a email. So I advertise on classifieds, which is a student like ad thing where kids sell stuff.
Okay.
And this lady wanted bagels.
Okay.
And everything seemed normal at first. And then like she was telling me Venmo wasn't working. And like this is the first time I've ever like dealt with something like this.
Wow.
And Venmo always works. So I was like kind of confused.
Yep.
And then she's like, she's sending me these stuff through my email that's saying like I owe her $300 and like the money didn't go through, and it didn't go through because I didn't ever get it in my Venmo. So I was like, oh, I'm going to try and figure this out. And then when I was on the phone with Venmo trying to like, hey, what is going on?
Yeah.
She's like, hang up. And I was like, why would I hang up if I'm trying to get you like your money?
Yeah.
So then I called my mom and she was like, oh, this seems like
a scam.
Sus.
Yeah.
You know? And then I came and she's like, yeah, you do want to get a second opinion. And then I think, did I run into you?
Yep. Before chapel. Yeah. I think I ran into you.
I ran into Libby.
Good job, Libby.
Yeah, I was just around. I was honestly studying for the exam that professor was giving.
Oh, good job though.
Yeah. And then I talked to Professor
Jared.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dr. Jared.
Pinson.
And he was so nice.
Yeah.
And like he was like, oh, this seems like a scam. And then like once I figured it out and like sat on it and thought about it, I was like, yeah.
Different perspective.
Different perspective.
Yeah. So then he emails me, I call you, you're all good. Do you know that today in the buzz? Do you know what came out?
Yes, yeah.
No, I didn't.
A warning came out that
oh my gosh.
That so like this story has now actually helped people because they made a campus-wide announcement that said that students are getting scammed by the classified thing. So again, like you are a trailblazer, you are a front runner, you are now helping other students who might have gotten into that scam.
Can I say one thing? Okay. So I am a freshman, so I don't know a ton, but my biggest advice is to know people. Know people, because Libby was nice enough to do my marketing pictures.
Yeah, the pictures on the Instagram. I had so much fun taking those.
Yeah, we're going to show them again. So you knew people. You pictures.
Yeah,
somebody helped you.
My sister did my logo.
The logo, the bagel girl, here we go, we're making some. This is unbelievable. You were just at the pitch, displaying, selling them. I mean, those look good. Those look really good. And so now you basically there's Libby photo credit. Yeah. So now you go around and you actually take orders. And then we're meeting today. We're going to end this podcast really soon, but we're going to talk for a few minutes about subscription model.
Yes. But yeah, just do everything with an open mind.
Yeah.
And let people help you because people want to help you.
That's interesting. I like that. Let's land the plane with this. Somebody's watching this and their 14 to 18 year old or their grandkid or their niece or nephew is wired to be bored. Cause I admit like entrepreneurs, like, man, they gotta always be doing something. So they're wired to do entrepreneurship. Why should they do Q Camp? And I'm gonna ask you and then I'm gonna ask Libby.
Okay. So definitely sign up for Q Camp because it will teach you so much, like beyond, it'll teach you how to network and make lasting connections.
Yeah.
And then it will teach you like how to go with a crazy idea.
Yeah.
How much time do we have?
Right now, you mean? Mm-hmm. Oh, you got a few minutes. Go for it. Okay.
So like the last project, my group and I designed like a plant waterer that would tell you like if it's happy or sad. And,
I remember like, this.
It was so cool, right? Not even kidding you. When we went home a couple months later, stuff on Instagram like said like this was a thing. It was actually a thing. But we didn't know about it until it was marketed a few months later. But
do you think somebody took your idea?
No.
Because we did live stream, though. The,
I don't know.
The final pitch. That's why you got to instant IP it. Oh, yeah. But keep going.
But it was just crazy because I still talk to some of the kids I was in that club with. The group. And just, like, do it.
Yes.
Because it's a week. And if you don't like it,
You'll know. In fact, I think we had Libby. I think we had a student. I know we did. The last, like, somebody shared a testimony of, like, I realized that I am not an entrepreneur. Is that a good thing?
Yeah, we had a couple of students, too, at Q Camp that I know. They're freshmen as well. That they're in either, like, engineering or cybersecurity. Mm. And they chose to go to Q Camp because of the leadership skills. Tunji had some amazing sections on, like, even how to shake hands with people from different countries. And so, like, you learn so much more than just that business aspect. Wow. But how to be a leader and a networker no matter where you go.
Oh, that's good. Mm-hmm. So, folks, Libby was fantastic, a great mentor to Mia Rose, great camp counselor. Mia Rose, you're crushing it. You're a business owner at how old?
19.
I'm just really proud of you. So keep taking action and then we'll talk about your subscription service. So if anybody wants to reach out, who knows? Somebody may hear this and see it and say, we want some ship to New York. I don't know. You never know what's going to happen. All right.
Yep.
But I love how you're giving God all the credit and meeting people too. All right, folks, take action today on your own idea. And thanks for watching. We'll see you.
Thank you for listening to You Are an IP Company podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner and Katie Rubino. Visit instantip.today and caldwelllaw.com for more help on your IP journey. Remember, your ideas are valuable. Protect them today.